and the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 to 24. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Do you refer to your husband as a partner? Or do you refer to your wife as a partner, using the term partner, as if you were two entrepreneurs engaged in a business venture? Yet the term partner, albeit an intimate term for lovers without a covenant bond, does not have the same higher calling as the term husband or wife, because to label someone your husband or your wife signifies as more complete, a unified bond, a lifetime commitment, a bond that has been brought together by God that is so intimate that God exclaimed in the book of Genesis that man and woman were to become so tight, so intimate, as one though they were, as if now one flesh, one complete body, one that completely reflects God's image. Therefore, as we close out this episode of Devotionals Concerning Marriage, meditate more on Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, where Adam excitedly stated, "At last, I have someone, made just for me, someone of my own bones, of my own flesh. When she hurts, I hurt. When he eats, I eat. Where she sleeps, I sleep. When he succeeds, I win." A connection like this, a bond like this, is much more than a partnership. It's a singular unit, a spiritual body. Thanks for listening. And please share this episode with a friend.